What up, world?
Hey, y'all.
This is Simone.
And this is Saritha.
And we are back for another Clean Ears snippet.
Your friendly neighborhood holiday snippet.
What? Yes, it's that time of year already.
Right. Thanksgiving is over, so it's officially Christmas party season.
Yes, and guys, we are here with your Christmas party survival guide.
Yes, it's a bunch of do's and don'ts for keeping the peace.
Absolutely, because normally if you're going to a Christmas party, you're in some sort of, it could be work, it could be a Bible study group, it could be any kind of function, but there's certain levels of like decorum. There's certain things that you kind of got to do to keep the peace and also to keep your personal peace.
Right.
Mm-hmm. One of the first things that we came up with is pre-plan your outfits.
Yes, there are so many stresses of getting it together, from hair, makeup, nails, especially natural hair. There's just levels. Yes. So since you can have some things that have to be done on the day of the function, there are things that you can do previously. Like if you know you have like 3 Christmas parties that you're planning to go to this season, get those outfits together and in order.
Absolutely. And that way, when the time comes to get ready, you don't have to worry about anything. Your look is already together and you can focus on the other stuff. You know the date's coming, so might as well just be ready.
Exactly.
Step 2, because we love you. Don't get drunk at a work function.
Yo, don't get drunk at most functions, y'all.
Yeah. But I mean, like, because at the end of the day, guys, these are still your work people.
Yes. So, and we just cannot stress it enough. Like, this is super important. You can be the life of the party, but if you're like the drunken excuse of the party or the person they're talking about on Monday, that's not cute.
Absolutely. You don't want to be the person that people got to check up on the next day. They got to stuff in an Uber. That's just not a good look. Especially if you're in the presence of like executives and stuff like that. If you're working for, if you're with a small little group and that's how y'all do, but if you're in the presence of the higher ups, then please just, you know, don't get drunk. It's just not a good look. So, I mean, you can play it safe. You can get yourself an Uber in advance if you want to drink a little something responsibly, or if your party's in a hotel, a lot of Christmas parties are in hotels, go ahead and get yourself a room just to make sure you're straight and you're not a liability. And if you feel like you're drinking too much and you feel like your body is moving faster than your brain, step outside, grab a bottle of water, regroup.
Right.
And that might be that you might have to call it a night.
It may be. Like, don't be afraid to decide that it's a night and it's time to go at any point, especially if you're uncomfortable or you feel like you're about to lose control. Be smart. You do not have to stay there. Be smart, people.
Oh my gosh. Yes. And also, guys, keep it professional.
All the way.
Because I think that the way that you behave at work should kind of serve as a guide for how you behave at a Christmas party. You can't just be letting your weekend self loose in if you work in a very conservative office environment. Right. It's just not a good look. And it may seem like, oh, it's an opportunity to let my hair down, but you gotta like let your hair halfway down.
Yeah, half up, half down. Like, they definitely want to see your personality, but they also want to make sure that you're able to conduct yourself well.
Exactly.
In any environment, because you could be in a place of where they're bringing clients as well to the function. They're, you know, there's more than just your coworkers there, and you want to be able to reflect well upon yourself and the company, or yourself and your Bible study, or yourself and the person that you brought,
right,
wherever you are, or the person who brought you. Ooh.
Don't, please, goodness, don't shame nobody in these streets, please.
Right. And step 4, something that I definitely try to do, is bring a friend if you can. For a lot of functions, they let you have a plus one. For you that are dating, it's kind of easy to figure out who your plus one is. But if you are single, it's cool to bring someone with you that help you make sure that the party is fun for you, keeps an eye out for you, someone who helps, you know, boost conversation. If you're like, oh, I've talked to my coworkers all the live long day, I don't know what else to say. But this new person gets all new information and they don't even care.
Absolutely. So yeah, that's pretty much it. Those are the tips that we kind of came up with for just making it through Christmas party season. I think it's really important to just remember, at the end of the day, have a good time, like, mm-hmm. for real.
Definitely.
All of this stuff is set up for you to enjoy yourself and have a good time. But, again, you don't want to have such a good time that you're like, oh, man, it's going to be a real awkward day on Monday. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, just conduct yourself accordingly. But just remember, it doesn't have to be a stressful time, especially if you have a bunch of parties. If you go into your booze party and your church party and your work party and your small group party, it doesn't have to be stressful. Just prepare what you can in advance, mm-hmm. and, you know, have a good time.
Yes, definitely. So if you have any more tips, definitely want to let us know. We will have, of course, the episode graphic posted in all of our socials. Mm-hmm. You can definitely comment underneath that or join the conversation when we drop the YouTube video. All of those things. We definitely want to continue the conversation because we know that there are definitely different ways to keep that holiday stress away.
Absolutely, guys. Enjoy the season, and until next time,
have a good time.
Bye.